Hi there, it's Mizar again with a ATS podcast in reply to Nerky's thread about New Age religions. Well, y'all finally got me in. Well, the Catholic is here now, and I'm gonna give my ideas on this whole New Age religion thing. So far, I have to agree with everyone who said everything, that spirituality should come from within, and not from the people around you. It should be a personal thing where you decide for yourself, is this what I believe in? And you're constantly questioning that until you develop a point where you're like, yes, this makes sense, it fits me, and this is good. Akashic Wanderer did a really good job at saying pretty much a lot of the stuff I wanted to say. Just basically around the whole deal of, it may not be what I think will make you spiritually enlightened, but what I think makes me spiritually enlightened. And just this whole idea of, you know, just because I'm wrong for you doesn't mean I'm right. Or, yeah, that was kind of confusing. But yeah, anyway. In the classic book by Oscar Wilde, A Picture of Dorian Gray, Oscar Wilde says that to teach morality is in itself an immoral act. And I think I've come to accept this as a truth because I've questioned it and I've actually been involved in it. And I feel that this is something that... morality is something that helps to live a good life. And to live a good life, you learn from experience. You learn just from living out your life and everyday experiences. But morality serves as a guide. But in all actuality, the only way to develop a good moral life is through experience, through going through a day where you may have to buy something and you learn a good moral about values, about money or something of that sort. It's morality is something that you learn through your daily life. You can be taught it, but you don't understand it. You can know it, but it's one thing to understand, as I've said a couple of times. As I've said a couple of times with religion, and the main point of religion to me, and I think it should be for everyone when they're looking into religion, is that they're trying to seek happiness. And as it's been said already, I really feel that happiness is something that happens from within. But our views of what happiness is are really skewed by the world, by the people around us, and all kinds of stuff. I mean, it's easy for people to set goals on happiness, but they have absolutely no way to get there. It's like I always say, there are thousands of ways to pick up a spoon, but there are only about two or three that are really practical. Happiness is something that we've never got to before. And so, if we're trying to set a goal to get there, how do we know which way is the right way? I mean, how do you go around doing it? To set a goal of something physical is already setting yourself up for disappointment when trying to find happiness. Because happiness is just not something that you can obtain from the physical world. It's something that you have to develop spiritually, because you have to be willing to accept everything. You have to be able to see each situation and be like, okay, it's alright, it's fine. And happiness really does spring from within, and not from without. Because, as I've already just said, you need to be willing to see everything, every experience you live in, and be just accepting it and understanding that there's a reason behind it or something of that sort. And just seeing the world in a certain light is what gives you happiness and what true happiness springs from and allows you to be happy in almost any situation. For me, I would have to say that my decisions are made for the benefit of society. And this is one of the big problems I have with New Age religion. I really feel that New Age religion takes this out of it and it brings religion and spirituality down to the self. And for me, that just seems like it's a selfish sort of deal. New Age religion seems to just be all about me and only me. And I really fear that that's coming from the sort of society we live in today, where we've kind of drifted towards where it's okay for me to be like this. I don't care what you think about me. Which is, in all actuality, a good thing, but I think we're using it in the wrong sort of way. I mean, we should be using it to help people and not worry what other people will think about us as long as we're helping people. And New Age religion seems to just destroy that entirely. It comes down and it boils down to, it's all about me and only about me. and there's nothing there to help benefit society. It's all about, well, I'm generalizing here, of course, but it's not about, oh man, how is this going to help people? I mean, I know in my religious life, my greatest joy comes from when I'm out doing work service for others, and I mean, I'm extremely happy physically when I'm doing this kind of stuff. And then this goes back into my Catholic teachings and my Catholic theology of selfishness being specifically what sin springs from. And because when you look into Catholic theology and you go into it, you go to the fall of man, you go into why the angels decided to rebel against God, it all springs from selfishness and pride. And for me, being a very strong Catholic, that idea of New Age religion really makes me kind of upset, because it's a good thing for us to start going on a journey inwards to find out who we are, what our place is in this world, but then to just keep it bottled up inside of us and not go out and try and share the joy and try and make other people happy through it, that kind of destroys the whole point of it to me. And just to start, sometimes people really start thinking, oh, I figured it out, I'm better than you, and they keep it to themselves. And like I've already said, in my Catholic teaching, it's just all about selfishness and pride, and it comes down to just being sin. I mean, ultimately, as it's already been said, you need to look into yourself for spirituality. And as a Catholic, I know it can kind of be strange, how did I do this, but I did it the same way y'all did. I found the beliefs. I mean, the beliefs in a Catholic religion are there. It's all set out, but like I said earlier in the post, you can know something, but it's another thing to understand it. And so what I did was I dove into theology, and I started reading into it. I started learning why we do this, why we do that, what's the point of it, and I started learning a lot, and I questioned a lot. But through the questioning, my understanding became greater, and because I understood it, I developed a really strong spiritual relationship, because all of a sudden, I really did feel like, oh man, I get it all now, and there's a light. And so, in a way, I was kind of enlightened by this sort of deal, and I obtained happiness, and I learned who God was through this, and my faith sprung through questioning it and learning more about it. And that's ultimately what New Age religion deals down with, is with us questioning ourselves, questioning our spirituality, and learning from ourselves. All right, well, that's about all I'm going to say here, so you guys take care, and this is Mizar, and I'm signing out.